Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. Friday, May 20th, the weekend is here. Almost Memorial Day weekend, folks. 1 week away. I am sure you have plans. It's an exciting time, right? We're getting winding down the NBA playoffs, the NFL schedule is out. Like, you can start planning your fall. Obviously, don't plan a wedding in the fall. That would be foolish. People will not go. I know fantasy football drafts are already starting to talk Vegas. Have not broached the wife about that one yet, but the guys have been starting to bat around some dates for a Vegas trip. But we got to put NBA on hold. We got to put NFL on hold. For now, obviously, we'll talk about Celtics Heat in a little bit. I think we need to start with probably one of the most fun stories, one of the most fun feuds we've had in sports in a while, and that is Jimbo Fisher versus Nick Saban, the teacher versus the student. What a rumble they had this week. So, obviously, I'm not going to flood you guys with the backstory, but Nick Saban essentially went out in front of a crowd on Wednesday night and opened up his big mouth and said a lot of negative stuff about how Texas A&M essentially is cheating. And look, they had the number one class and they're paying players and talking about integrity. Remember, we're talking about Nick Saban, Alabama, a dynasty in college football. And he's over here complaining that everyone else is cheating. Folks, Nick Saban singled out Texas A&M and Deion Sanders' school. What the hell are you doing, Saban? He really went there. A 7-minute diatribe all centered around NIL. You guys know name, image, and likeness, okay? And folks, I just need to say this before we dive deeper. You may not think, oh, NIL is kind of interesting, kind of, okay. We did the podcast with Danny Cannell earlier this month. It was one of our biggest podcast this month, the NIL one with Danny Cannell. It was awesome stuff. I love talking about NIL. And listening back to the Danny Cannell one, seeing our numbers for that, looking at what happened when Nick Saban went off on Jimbo Fisher. Fisher, of course, Thursday morning said, I'm calling a press conference, comes back and called Saban a narcissist and refused to take his phone calls. He said, we're done. Folks, this is all about NIL. And I'm telling you right now, there's people out there saying that NIL is going to be the death of college football. It's so bad for the sport. I'm telling you right now, it's the opposite. College football's TV ratings have been down significantly for the last 5 to 10 years. Attendance has been dwindling badly. I'm here to tell you, NIL is going to save college football. What we're seeing with these blood feuds, this dramatic soap operas, the Lincoln Riley, and then poaching his guys to go to USC. I don't know if you saw the report that's out there that Jordan Addison, the superstar who won the Biletnikoff Award, best receiver in the country last year, he is committed to USC. But when you can get superstar players moving, you can get coaches firing shots at one another, this is great for the sport. There is an NBA feel to this, NBA free agency. There's a WWE feel to this. I'm here to tell you guys right now, NIL is going to save college football. It is so incredible right now, the juice around this sport. Nick Saban got Jimbo Fisher so worked up. He said, I don't cheat and I don't lie. I learned that as a kid. Old man would slap you upside the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him. Oh my. Jimbo Fisher off the top rope on Saban. Now, I do think some of this has to do with Saban a little bit salty, right? That last year, he had never had an assistant beat him. Jimbo takes him down when Alabama was number one at College Field. Great game, by the way. Go look it up on YouTube if you forgot about it. The kid Calzada, Zach Calzada, 3 touchdowns. Incredible comeback in the fourth quarter when it looked like, okay, Alabama's going to pull this out. And A&M wins it. And they had the number one recruiting class, which is what has Saban all ticked off. So if, you know, he's seeing Georgia take over, win the Natty, loses to A&M, doesn't have the number one recruiting class. And Rob, right now, college football is popping, and I kind of like septuagenarian, did I say that right? Septuagenarian Nick Saban going off on people. Now, of course, he quickly turned tail the next day and apologized, but Rob, I'm loving this. College football feuds.
I mean, I love the feud. I hate what Nick Saban is doing to himself. I think what he's doing is, even after the apology, you know, I listened to the apology, and he started off good by saying, you know, I never should have called anyone out by name. And then proceeded to like double and triple down, like, but my sentiment is the same. I still have an issue with it, you know, the collectives and things like that. What Nick Saban did in the last, what is it now, 48 hours, is he basically revealed himself to be a giant hypocrite. Okay. Take you back just last season, before last season, Nick Saban went out of his way at a Texas high school coaches convention or something like that. And said, hey, you know, I don't want to brag or anything, but our quarterback who's never taken a snap is already getting 7 figures in name, image, likeness money. You know, just saying. And lest we forget that when he did started this whole blood feud with Jimbo Fisher, he did so while speaking to local business owners in Alabama. You mean to tell me that wasn't his way of saying, hey, look, Texas A&M got deep pockets. Texas got deep pockets. Ohio State, USC, they all got big money. We need to step it up here in Alabama if we're going to be keeping these top five, top three recruiting classes.
Yeah.
And the last thing, we talked about this right before we started recording. We all know that players have been receiving impermissible benefits forever, almost. You know, whether it's Reggie Bush in the house, Eric Dickerson is very public about it. Danny Cannell, to your point, said on this show a few weeks ago that the reason why the SEC kind of blew up the way it did is the bag man became a regular appearance in the SEC schools. You know, just, hey, here's $20,000. You know, just think about Georgia. Yeah, here's $30,000. Think about Tennessee. Whatever. Just if you have some downtime, after you're done watching the Texas A&M Alabama game on YouTube, go on Google and just type in Alabama football Dodge Charger. And I promise you, you will see websites, newspaper articles, blogs dedicated to the number of custom Dodge Chargers vehicles that upper echelon Alabama players were driving around. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was in college, I drove a beat up Nissan Sentra. Okay. Dre Kirkpatrick somehow was able to get a brand new Dodge Charger.
What do you mean somehow?
Somehow. And not only that, but on the little racing stripes, he had a custom 21 put on there. Ooh. And on the side, it said Dre Kirk.
Spicy.
It's really nice. I'm not going to lie. But you mean to tell me that Dre Kirkpatrick was able to, without having a job, because I don't think you're allowed to work if you're an Alabama football player. If you are, I don't know how much time you can put in, considering how much effort you got to put in to be a good player and be an NFL prospect, was able to afford a brand new custom Dodge Charger. So, look, Nick Saban, I think what it is, and to your point, I think he feels threatened. I think he
yeah,
realizes that his reign above the world of college football could come tumbling down soon enough, because as soon as he no longer has the advantage above other schools, and he's actually working from a point of disadvantage, because let's face it, Alabama boosters are not Texas A&M boosters. They're not USC yeah. boosters. You know, I think he's worried about what might come in the years
but
forward.
Again, this is like it centers around NIL and Saban feeling threatened. Man, they've been at the top, what, 12, 15 years now since he's been at Bama? They've been dominating. You're right, Rob. And I just, you can feel the way the winds are blowing in college football. NIL, I don't think it's going to level the playing field, but I think certainly everyone who was a step behind Alabama can be elevated. And just to drill down on USC, okay? They steal the coach from Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma. He decides, I'm going to bring my quarterback. They get Oregon, one of the best rushers in Oregon program history. He's now going to USC. And Jordan Addison made it official on his Instagram on Thursday that he's going to USC. So USC, thanks to NIL, and again, it still hasn't been confirmed if there is, as someone texted me, an opportunity for USC students to appear in the background of TV shows or maybe non-speaking roles and be paid lavish sums of money, like they're using the Hollywood connections, and obviously USC's film school is great. I'm not saying there's anything untoward about it. That's an advantage you have. And as we said with Danny Cannell, like there's certain schools out there who have big edges. University of Pittsburgh, bro, I feel bad. They lost Jordan Addison. You know, he went from no big deal coming out of high school to superstar. And now they lose him. You know, it's like the middle to lower Division I teams are essentially going to be working as a farm system for the big dogs, not unlike Major League Baseball, where a handful of multimillionaires / billionaires own their teams. They're fine operating and taking money in the revenue sharing and not building up a champion, but having a million draft picks, having a couple stars and selling them. I mean, this happens in soccer. This happens in the NBA, right? The small market franchises who usually draft their stars, they end up usually losing them. Like, this happens everywhere. We should not be surprised that transferring and NIL is a massive story in college football. It's great for the sport, Rob. Now, I would ask, how's UCLA going? But we haven't heard much about them lately, huh?
Yeah. I don't think that our alumni care so much about football where they're going to willing to drop that kind of money.
The medical school, right? The dentistry school. Like at UCLA, a very good program of higher education, not to knock USC. Although I believe since I moved out here, I learned that USC stands for the University of Spoiled Children. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
Now, I don't know that to be accurate. I know some wealthy people who went there, but they don't seem spoiled. No, I'm going off on a tangent. But I'm just telling you, Saban Fisher in Tuscaloosa, October 8th. I opened the pod saying, listen, you don't want to go to weddings in the fall. I hated that when I was doing wedding season. You know, when you're like 28 through 35, 38, there's like a 10-year window. You're going to weddings all the time. It kind of stinks. We made sure to have ours in the spring. I told the wife after March Madness, obviously, because I can't get married during March Madness. We got married in April. I almost said I think that would not go over well. As she started to listen to the pod a little more, guys. At any rate, I'm loving what's happening in college football, and this is only great for the sport. All these people who are poo-pooing it, oh, these players are again, Danny Cannell, not to go back to that pod, but he thinks this is the demise of college football. It is the total opposite. College football is paying off big time thanks to NIL.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch. Had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, let's go to the NBA. The Celtics, as basically called on this pod yesterday, I didn't 100% pick the Celtics, but I said, listen, I got to wait and see if Horford and Smart are in. They both ruled in. I like the Celtics. I bet them they won, but they didn't just win. The Celtics eviscerated Miami in a way that nobody's done this to Miami in this playoffs. This is their first home loss. It was a bloodbath. They gave up 70 points in the first half. The Celtics had a 17-0 run in the first half and are leading by, I don't know what, it was 70-45 at the half, 25. I don't think it ever dipped below 20. And if you're scoring at home, eight quarters in this series, eight, Miami has outscored Boston in just one of them, the third quarter of game one. Other than that, this has been Boston series. Obviously, Marcus Smart returning, kind of a big deal, kind of. Kind of a big deal. Marcus Smart, a ho-hum 24 points, 12 assists, 9 rebounds. It felt like they left him in to try to get the trip dub. And then finally, with like 6 minutes left, even as the announcers are like, yo, you guys are up 30. What are you doing? They stopped short of saying, you don't want to get Embiided here, meaning Doc Rivers leaving Joel Embiid in the game late and breaking his face. As Smart came out, a tremendous game for Marcus Smart. I saw this stat from Marcus Smart that was incredible. Jimmy Butler had 29 points in game two, obviously coming off the 41-pointer in game one. Only 9 of his points in game two were on Marcus Smart. And Smart had 12 assists. Boston made 12 of 15 shots off Marcus Smart passes. He did a great job getting in the lane. He clowned Max Strus, who did not have a good game. Gabe Vincent hit a couple shots, but it did not matter at all. And this is the type of game that shows you, oh, snap, Miami's got problems. If Boston is hitting, now listen, they're not going to go 20 for 40 from deep. I think they were 9 of 11 in the first quarter. Ridiculous. I think they started 20 of 20 from the free throw line. A 51-50-90 game. You're not losing those, okay? We saw Phoenix have those out-of-body experiences against Dallas in the first two games. Obviously, it couldn't continue. That being said, the question that we posed coming into the series, does Miami have enough offense? PJ Tucker, injured, by the way, to the point that he's getting an MRI today, and boy, losing PJ Tucker would be devastating. He has been rock solid as a defender. He was very good in game one. And in game two, he's limited to 22 minutes, the knee injury. Bam Adebayo, listen, he struggled against Al Horford. Al Horford, I know the stat line will say Horford, 33 minutes, 10 points, three rebounds, 3 assists, nothing special. You could just see the size inside bothering everyone on Miami. They were not getting any points in the paint. Bam Adebayo has got to show up with more than 6 points and 9 boards in 29 minutes. And I think at this point, you really got to consider, do we change something up in the starting lineup? Can we get Kyle Lowry back? Because I'm telling you, this Vincent Strus backcourt, which was solid in game one, but it helped that Boston had to run with a backup because Marcus Smart was out. They're not going to get it done. And I picked Boston before this series. I picked Miami before the playoffs. I like the Heat a lot, but you could just see coming into the series, man, this Boston team is nasty. I mean, my guy, Peyton Pritchard. I raved about Peyton Pritchard before the draft. I said, this guy's a winner. He's clutch. Go back to, and I know some people think it doesn't matter. Go back to Peyton Pritchard in high school. Guy was big time. Like, again, below the rim, white kid, just hitting threes, total control of the ball, just ran things at the point. He's that point guard. You guys know this. You play pickup ball. There's these white guys who are not that athletic. They make their shots. They don't turn the ball over. They make all the right passes. They get in the lane. They get fouled. They're just solid, fundamentally. I mean, that's just their thing. Fundamentally sound, solid in all areas, and they're really damn good players. And that's what Peyton Pritchard is. Are you ready for this? And this is not like a racial thing. I know people can say, oh, white guy. Listen, that's just his game. Watch him. He's not going to out-athletic you, right? Okay? He doesn't dunk the basketball. He's a fundamentally sound, really, really good player. That's what he is. In 23 minutes, Peyton Pritchard was plus 39. Holy hell. Grant Williams returned to being great Grant Williams, 19 points. And, you know, I said I didn't want to take away a lot from game one. I think you could take away more from game two. Miami now has to go on the road. They have to get one in Boston. And are we going to see urgency? You know, if you're down PJ Tucker and there's no Kyle Lowry, now you've flipped the script. Remember, Boston was down two starters in game one. If Miami's down two starters in game three on the road, that's a recipe for bad news. The only crummy news for me was I bet Jason Tatum over 40.5 points, rebounds, and assists. He had 37. 27 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, heading into the fourth quarter. He didn't play a minute in the fourth quarter. And this is like the third time this has happened to me. Blowouts absolutely kill me on overs. And it hurts and it's frustrating, but that's just the way it goes. It's just a total bummer. But I think bigger picture, a takeaway from this, and think about this tonight.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
When was the last time we had a good game in the NBA playoffs? I had to go and actually go through the calendar, right? This game sucked. Fourth quarter, irrelevant. Golden State and Dallas on Wednesday was not a good game, okay? Dallas ran away. Dallas got run away from in the third quarter and it was over. They were never a factor in the fourth. Sunday, both game sevens decided by 20 or more points. A week ago tonight, you guys probably don't even remember this, I was seeing Weezer. The Warriors pull away with a late fourth, with a fourth quarter run and win by 14. Is that a close game? I don't know. With 2 minutes left, it was not a 5-point game. Anyways, they win by 14. Also, Boston, if you remember, a week ago, Boston had that incredible game. Tatum dropped 46. The Celtics won by 13 points because at the end they pulled away. Again, I'm looking for a close game. That's it. Sixers, when they got eliminated, was not close. Mavs and Suns were all blowouts. The Grizz beat the Warriors by like 50 points. They were up by 50. You really got to go back to last Wednesday, that epic Bucks win where they came back late. Jrue Holiday had the incredible block, and they won by, I think they won by 3 in game 5. Maybe it was 4. But that was an incredible game. Like, the NBA playoffs have been great, but a lot of blowouts. I have a feeling, and it's not a good one, about tonight's game, Mavs-Warriors. I don't have a good feeling for the Golden State Warriors. I don't think they're going to shoot as good. I don't know if I'm ready to pull the trigger yet on Mavs. And the only reason, folks, is because can you trust them? Remember, they went down 0-2 at Phoenix fairly badly. It was not very close the second game against the Suns. Golden State's, you know, they looked incredible. I'm already seeing a little bit of money on the Mavs. So 6.5 is gone. I would love a 6.5. I mean, listen, there aren't as many. You know, NFL, the key numbers, 3, 7, 4 to a lesser extent. 3, 7, double digits, 10 obviously is big. 6 is kind of becoming a bigger number with the going for 2 and everything. But I don't know. I just, there really isn't a key number in the NBA outside of really 1.5 and 2.5. Obviously with the 3-pointer and ending games closely, but the fact that this is 6.5 says that there's not a lot of appetite or respect for the Mavericks. And I know they didn't look good in game 1. Adjustments are made. Will they wait to make adjustments for game 3? I have a feeling tonight's game is close. Again, I'm going to wait on it just like the Celtics. I'm leaning Mavericks. Luka Doncic, you know, was very frustrated in game 1. Listen, this is one of the smartest basketball players in the league. He's going to figure it out, guys. I'm not worried about Luka. My only hope is, damn, that there's a good series here. So I'm leaning Mavs. That would be the pick. I will say, in other sports news, sorry, didn't watch a second of the PGA Championship. Am I missing anything? Is this even a major? Honestly, it just crept up on me. I'm not doing any hockey. I saw a baseball player hit 3 home runs. But guys, I've talked about this. Like, you really got to prioritize when you got the wife and the kids, and now we got a dog. Like, you can't watch everything. It's tough. I got a buddy who his son is pretty much like the best basketball player in my kid's grade in the area, and he's like a big MMA guy, and he's always trying to talk MMA, and I'm just like, I don't know the guys. Like, there's just too much. Like, as a sports fan, you've kind of got to pick and choose. I'm all in on the NBA draft, guys. You want to ask me about the draft? I'll go deep. I can tell you about some second rounders, okay? I do NBA draft. I do NFL draft. I have started, and there's two things I'll just, as we go into the weekend, I'll tell you this. I've started 2 summer projects, and they're related to sports and gambling, obviously. Number one, because I'm a college basketball nerd, every year I put out a top 50 players in college basketball list. I've started to comb through the rosters and the recruits and just get the outlines of the list. You know, you got some dead time in your hands. The second thing I've started is my NFL work for the upcoming season. It is as granular as possible. I'm waiting for free agency to thin out. Like Julio Jones hasn't landed anywhere yet. Odell Beckham probably won't land anywhere for a while. Baker Mayfield hasn't been dealt. Again, these aren't massive seismic moves that are out there, but they could, you know, they could be impactful. So I've started to look at teams, and I go team by team. Honestly, I'm going positional groups, schedule, coaching changes, anything you can look for. I try to go through every single team and determine what I got going heading into August. And folks, I just love it. I raved about college football earlier. I don't get as granular for college football because really only like 25 teams matter. Although from gambling perspective, you know, you could find some edges in the MAC and the Fun Belt and conferences like that. But you know, from what I have to talk about on the podcast, TV, when I do radio shows, like it's really the heavy hitters. So I'm out. I haven't followed baseball as closely. And oh, by the way, I own a soccer team in Mexico. And again, I'm not the primary owner. It just sounds cool to say that. And, you know, the off season is rapidly approaching and I'm way in, given we made the postseason, we lost at PKs, but like I'm way in on what's going on, the process. And like, that's a big, and I'm revealing too much here, but that's a large investment for my family. It's a significant one. So I want to put a lot of bandwidth into that. You know, listen, obviously this podcast is a big investment and my work elsewhere at Fox, digital, TV, everything. It matters. And I know it can sound like I'm spread thin, but trust me, this weekend will be a fun one. I guarantee you that. Next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, we got a wine auction coming up. Like I'm having fun, but just because it's out of season, it doesn't mean you're not grinding. You guys have a great weekend. Hit me up on social media. You know, I haven't said this in probably 6 months, but it doesn't hurt to like and subscribe and share the podcast with a friend who you think might be interested. I'll talk to you Monday.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.